Hello and welcome to Killing Time. This is the show that searches for entertainment that does not suck. My name is Aya Zakhtar. With me as always is the man they once called Mellow Yellow because he had both mono and jaundice at the same time. MW, JB, or just Bob. And that story is not true, as far as I know, unless there's something you want to tell us. How's it going?
Nope, but it's a great story.
That is the true story of Mellow Yellow. It was 1985. Very, very unusual time back then. I think you're trying to get every color of the Voltron lion. Lions, that is.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Very difficult task.
Yeah. I mean, we're not going to even talk about when you try to be the black lion. That was not a good time. Anyway, with that, let's talk about an HBO show called Barry. Now, if I understand the show correctly, it's actually about President Barack Obama. And he's like,
No. Isn't it the prequel to The Flash when he was just Barry? He wasn't The Flash.
Right. It's either that. Maybe I should just run the trailer so I actually know what we're talking about. It's called Barry. It just came out. It's got Bill Hader. And he looks like he's taking money and shooting people. So he must be some kind of hitman. Oh, yes. Now I know what the show is. It's Bill Hader tries to quit his hitman career after realizing his love for acting. Watch new episodes. And spoiler, we've seen the show. It's been out for about 4 weeks, and so let's talk about it. Spoiler-free first, we'll discuss the program. What do you think of the show, Barry?
So far, I like it. I'm four episodes in. Bill Hader's awesome. He does the, you know, lack of empathy, serial killer kind of personality perfect in this. And I think the show itself, it's pretty decent writing, great acting. But I think he really pulls it all together, and it really wouldn't work if he wasn't doing such a good job here. And especially I thought that today after I watched the fourth episode, I'm like, you know, if he wasn't as good in this role, I don't think I'd be as attached to the show. I think I might have actually given up on it already.
Yeah, Bill Hader is excellent in this show. I was going to call it a movie. It's not a movie at all. But it definitely feels like a...
It feels like it. Yeah. It feels like it is.
So this whole thing revolves around a guy who is... He finds his passion, it seems like, and it's acting. And he happens to do this by accident. And I think that's actually a really weird thing because you have this guy who doesn't really know what to do other than kill. He used to be in the Marine Corps. He used to kill, you know, for the military, and then he needs a job. So he ends up becoming a hitman. And he doesn't seem to be really into it. He just kind of seems like he does it.
He just seems like his whole life he's not really into. He's not into anything. He doesn't really have actually much of a personality to begin with. And as the show starts to move along, him finding this passion is actually creating a personality for him.
Yeah, episode four, I think, really develops the character best. You have the first couple episodes, and you're just getting established into this world. It's a relatively short show. I want to say about 30 minutes an episode, so they're pretty quick. Mm-hmm. And they go by quickly because it doesn't drag at all. A lot of great acting. You've got Henry Winkler playing an acting coach who is hilarious at times, and his character gets further developed by the fourth episode. So I think... If you are on the fence about the show and you watch the first couple episodes, try to stick it out till episode four. Because that
one, I agree.
Really starts taking off in a way that you have fully formed characters and Barry's starting to grow. And that's kind of a cool thing with HBO shows in general. You do have character arcs and we're getting that there. And do you watch the little insider parts at the end of the episodes?
I did not. Were they helpful? Were they good?
A little bit. They were explaining how the Fuchs character, who's played by Stephen Root, apparently was going to be flat out evil, like just completely evil. But they kind of softened that up a little bit, as far as I can tell in this series.
So far, but you see that he can be a bad guy.
Yeah, he's definitely a manipulator. And so far, we have not spoiled anything about this show yet. So if you don't like spoilers, we're going to put up the spoiler bumper now, just in case we accidentally spoil something, because I don't think...
Let's do it.
Bumper's up. You've been warned. Okay, so in case we spoil the show, let's see. We've got Bill Hader's character. He's Barry, obviously, and he becomes Barry Block, an actor, which in the episode four, he ends up being on Facebook, which
finally,
I think is a really... bad idea, because the whole thing
for a killer,
he wants to be, doesn't want to be found, so being on Facebook is not the best idea. And immediately he's in social situations at a party, and he's kind of, what's the word, awkward.
Yes, I would say 90% of the show so far is him being in awkward situations, other than when he's doing his job, which is killing people, which he seems like he's just a badass.
He's very in control when he's killing people.
Yes.
He seems like he's just efficient and good at something. And in the rest of the show, he's really bad at doing everything else. He's not great at relating to people. He's not great at being at a party. He's not great at getting clothes. He's not great at getting gifts. He's not good at relationships
at
all.
Acting.
That's hilarious. I completely forgot about that. Since he is trying to be an actor, he's a terrible, terrible actor. So it's one of these great shows where an actor has to pretend to be bad at being an actor in just sections of the show. And you don't
and
have that for us.
He does it so well. And Winkler does such a good job criticizing him for it in the acting class.
I was watching an interview with Bill Hader, and he's explaining where he gets his inspiration for this bad acting. And he picked out a couple of investigation discovery shows, and I'm like, yes, that's the garbage I watch. I love those horrible reenactments where they're like, oh no, we should not have thrown the baby out the window. Oh no. Like, it's that kind of acting that's so horrible that he seems to be channeling in some of these scenes, because he's still got he's going to classes every day, and he's trying to become a better actor, and he's so far failing. He is not better at anything. But he does learn to emote by episode 4, and he just blows up at the Fuchs character played by Stephen Root, which cracked me up. I don't know. Did you enjoy that scene?
Oh, it was hilarious. We got the one character out of driving range, right?
Yep.
Doing his thing, and then Barry comes up and just unloads on him like he should have unloaded when he was doing his acting class, but he didn't. He saved it for his real life, and it was hilarious. And Fuchs doesn't even really respond at that point until later in the episode when he finally responds.
Real quick, we're going to thank our patrons over at patreon.com/Ayaz. You guys are awesome. If you're seeing your name on the screen, that means you are giving us a lot of money, which we really appreciate, because it actually keeps the subscription to Creative Cloud paid for and hosting for this thing. And also, what's that other thing? The URL? So pretty much you guys are paying for a lot of stuff. So I really appreciate that, because this show is essentially self-sufficient. But if we got more money, we'd definitely take it. So if you want to join this, you want to join this list, go to patreon.com/Ayaz and support our show right there. Oh, also, this show is available as a podcast thanks to you guys. So if you don't want to watch this with commercials or ads or stuff on the bottom or pre-rolls, you can go to killingtime.tv and download the episode without ads, apart from, I guess, what I just did there. Sort of an ad, but not really. You see what I mean? All right. You guys, you're all following? All right. So yeah, with the scene with Fuchs being just berated by Barry, and just Fuchs not being, he's nonplussed. He doesn't seem to be bothered at all. He just moves over some papers and continues driving balls. And then you have Barry at the party scene where he decides to basically buy an outfit off of a mannequin because he doesn't know what he's doing whatsoever. He goes to this party and he is exactly what his teacher tells him. He's a people pleaser. He's really trying to mirror all of these people, and he's just bad at being Barry, which is weird. Because you'd think at some point you'd kind of find out who you are, but I think that's what we're seeing with this show.
I think, yeah, I think he's trying to figure out who he is. And he even said in the first episode he just became a killer because it's what he did best, and he thought he'd keep doing it.
Okay, I think with that, this show does not suck. I haven't watched it on a big screen yet. Have you watched it on your projector yet?
Yes. I mean, it's not epically awesome on the big screen. It was fine on a regular TV. It's not like it needs to be seen on a big screen. It's more of a thought-provoking, good acting kind of thing.
Yeah, it's definitely not something that you need to see gigantic. I think this is a fine phone show. It's not like there's
a lot
of hidden symbolism or anything.
Yeah, like, how phone, tablet, laptop, something like that's fine.
It's quick, it's digestible. Big fan.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I think with that, we're going to get out of here. So remember, you can download the show as a podcast. We have new episodes every week. If we don't have new episodes, you can see terrible, terrible old videos that we have available. If you're a patron of our show, you can actually get those early because I'm re-uploading them on a semi-regular basis. And they're somewhat embarrassing. And you can see the different hairstyles we've had over time, the different weight gain I've gone through and lost. Rob seems to stay relatively the same. He's like kind of like a rail, and then he turns into like a thicker rail, and then that's about it. Still,
yes,
that's the way it goes. Okay, bye.